Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Today on the God Pod,
this is based off of the hymn Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going as before. That those are the lyrics. So onward ivermectin soldiers.
Onward
like
ivermectin soldiers. Eating anti-worming medication. Okay.
Shitting yourselves as you walk towards your doom.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Robin Bullock says, God wants Donald Trump to listen to prophets like me.
No, I don't. Shut up.
Preacher John Piper, God wants you to stop role-playing in the bedroom.
Bullshit. I love role-playing. I talk about it all the time.
If you're not role-playing, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're soaking. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around for thousands of years. You think I don't have a few kinks? Come on.
That's a good point. You know, it's just like wrapping it up and people will be like, oh, there it is. There's the title. That's what they're talking about. That's good.
Because if you ever watch in a movie and then they're like, oh, they just said it.
I always do. I am that guy that sits in the theater and I'll nudge my wife and go, hey, that's the name of the movie.
And that is why we must save Private Ryan. Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to save this crumbling multiverse. Like, we're just headed to multiversal collapse, folks. And we gotta save this place, because we all exist in it. Multiverse change is real. I'm here today with my pals. What's up, gang?
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
What's up?
Yeah, we're all settled. The next party is 10/28, Thursday night.
All right.
We're all deciding what we're gonna be. For Halloween, I've heard some people suggest that I should go as Satan and Satan should go as me.
That'd be fun.
That's my Satan impersonation.
That was perfect.
Moses is going as Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors.
My wife will be Audrey and my baby will be Audrey too, that little plant before it got really
the
crazy.
Monster.
Yeah. Before it became a big monster. It was adorable at that point. Mm-hmm. So my child will be the adorable part.
Blood-sucking monster, yes.
Right, sure, yes.
And Jesus?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
I'm going to need some help.
Something sexy, maybe?
Something sexy, sure. Mm-hmm. I'll show a little ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about that. Of course, if patrons have any ideas or listeners, let us know.
Well, I hope that Facebook is back up by Halloween, because I can't wait to look at all of the sexy nurse outfits and sexy
ooh,
nurse.
That's a good idea, Jesus. Sexy yeah. nurse. Yeah. In honor of the healthcare.
Because we don't have a lot of those.
Frontline
nurses, right?
Healthcare. How about you, Mary?
I was thinking of going as Steve from Blue's Clues.
Nice.
So that millennials will throw panties at me.
Is that what they do? Really?
Yeah, they really fucking love him. Didn't you see he had his whole State of the Millennial address? Like
that. I did not watch it.
Yes. It was pretty amazing. God? You should watch it. I get the feels every time I watch it. It was really good.
Would you throw your panties at him?
Yes, absolutely.
See?
After that
see?
Video? Yeah. Mary, you can just look people in the eyes and say, hey, I never forgot about you. Ever.
Great choice.
I want you to know that you is smart, you is kind, and you've got a
baby. He did not say that.
No, he didn't.
I didn't know you were going to the Blues Clues. I just thought you were going to say, I'm going as Steve. And that's it. And I thought, oh, okay.
Just a man named Steve.
Guy named Steve.
Karnacki.
right. All right.
That would be great.
Yeah, oh, somebody needs to go as Steve Karnacki.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All I gotta do is get some khakis. But this outfit does have khakis, so I could just get myself some khakis.
Karnacki khakis.
You can go as Karnacki. Then, like, you know how they do that makeup where they put one side of your face will be one person, the other side the other person?
Yeah.
You can ask, or Karnacki Blue's Clues. You can do
and
that.
Then people just ask you, who are you as? And you'd be like, Steve.
I'm Steve Karnacki.
Just Steve.
Oh, yeah, just Steve. Just Steve. Right. I got it.
All of the life's most impactful Steves. We should actually make a list. Who are the other Steves that have done something?
Well, there's Steve Jobs, right? So you would have to wear a turtleneck.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, there's guy. Steve Austin, the $6 million man.
Stone Cold?
Stone Cold.
No, okay. Yeah.
No,
okay.
Steve Austin, Steve the $6 Irwin. Million man. That's what
Steve
I'm
Irwin.
About.
Steve Irwin.
Steve Harvey. I love Family Feud. He's problematic, I think, but I love Family Feud.
He makes Family Feud just a little sexual every time.
That's kind of their job. If you look at all the hosts in the past, like Richard Dawson, who started it all.
That's
that
their
man,
job?
That's
the culture there at Family Feud.
That man was a sex machine. You go back on YouTube and say, Richard Dawson, Family Feud. He is flirting. He is touching. He's making
out.
Quips. Oh,
but
yeah.
But Steve ain't really, he's not a touchy-feely on the show.
Right.
My issue is the questions, too, have gotten real sexual. So before, it used to be like, name five animals in Australia, you know, that can kill you or something like that. But then now it's like, we took a survey of 100 American husbands, and we want them. It's always and sex, and it's just weird.
Yes.
It's fucking weird.
Mm. I'm gonna pay attention the next time I watch, which will be later today, and see if that's true. Just count how many times.
Oh, it's so true. Six.
Are you a big Family Feud watcher, guy?
Well, I'm not, but Zeus is, so you know, catch the occasional.
That seems up his alley because everything with Zeus was
sexual.
Will Zeus just be? I mean, he's there for a while. He's not found a place yet.
No, Moses. No, I guess I should let him on the pod. Really,
Hera kicks him out. He does a lot. Every time he just pops down to Earth and then he R-words somebody. He does do
that. Was a long time ago, but still not forgiven.
Not forgiven at
no.
all. So it's a whole thing with him. Mm-hmm. He's not great.
But he has made a lot of progress, and he's a funny dude. And he's crashing on my couch. I'd like to think I've made a lot of progress, too. But, you know, those are all myths, too. So I'm sure he'll be like, that's not real. That's not how that happened. Really, these are, you know, back in the day, the myth writers were like, it's like the National Enquirer is what he would say.
It's getting a little apology, God. I think you got to put him out.
You know what? You're right. Why am I taking his bullets?
Exactly. You got to put him out.
You know another Steve I love really quick? Steve Martin.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Steve Martin. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And he's got that great Hulu show right now with Martin Short. Only Murders in the Building. Very good. Check it out.
Yes, I've been watching that. It's
very interesting.
Very good.
I have not seen that. I guess I need to. I'm still on the Succession thing. I'm still working my way through that. I'm thinking maybe I could, for Halloween, I could go as Logan Roy. What do you think?
And I'll go as his son. What's the son's name again?
Kendall.
Kendall. Yeah. I'll go as Kendall. Perfect. Kendall's costume.
So, God, let me hear your best fuck off.
Fuck off! Fuck off! Fuck off! Smack! Knock your tooth out. I'm not really like that. We have a lot in common, but not that much. So that'll be my interpretation of Satan. So just some quick reminders, humans. The God Pod is the best and most important podcast in the universe. Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcasting app and listen to every episode, damn it. Give us 5 stars and write us a review. Why should you write a review? You're like, I'm lazy. I don't have time for that. I got to figure that out. Because we're going to read your review on air. I promise. Like I'm about to do for someone right now.
This is from Felly Sweets. Title, A Happy Mother. Rating, 5 stars. Amazing podcast. Not only does it entertain, but it also stopped my mom from guilt-tripping me about my atheism when I go visit. She saw the title The God Pod on my screen and was thrilled to know I was listening to a podcast about God. I can honestly tell her I listen to God weekly, so thanks God for the laughs and for the miracle of peaceful visits back home. That is incredible.
You hear that? You hear that? Don't be afraid to listen to this. It's going to help you with your situations. Thanks for that, Felly Sweets.
And, try listening with your mom sometime. Let us know how it goes.
I think you're doing great. Just keep it going. If mom listens to this, there's a good chance she's going to say, well, that's blasphemy.
How many minutes will it take, though? That's the question.
I don't know. How long did it take for us to make a reference to Steve Kornacki?
Just
60 seconds. Yeah. It'll be about 60 seconds. This next one is a message I got from Krista. She said, thank you so much for the wit you provide. I thought I was an atheist until I found you, but you've led me to the path again. Wow. A little prayer to God. Our local school board and teachers in Clarkston, Michigan, on top of everything else in the world, are having to deal with some quote-unquote Christians harassing them because they don't want their kids taught about the gays or minorities. They said their rights come from you. Can you help set them straight? If so, here's a link to their Google complaint form. Yeah, so I checked this out. These people are absolutely batshit insane, and they're really worked up over critical race theory, and they're satanic pedophiles, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, as far as those people go, fuck you! You're insane! Why? No, yes, no, I'm gonna fill out this complaint form about them, because that'll show them. I can't believe that these people are trying to do that, like, be this crazy about school.
Yeah.
Or the school board and everything. But they're doing it all over the place, and they're really they're getting more and more extreme. So, yeah, if you're one of those people, shut up.
Well said.
That'll do it. Yeah, way to tell them.
Get their ass, God. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What else is there to say? Boo!
They're scared. They're very afraid.
Boo!
Real scared.
I'll smite you. Jesus, insert thunder strike sound effects right now. Shut up!
Nice. Yeah. Well done.
Reverb. Add a little reverb on there, too.
Yeah, yeah. Nice little echo.
All right, Mary, why don't you take this next one?
Casey the AC guy says, for only $5 a month, I get to talk to God. Wow, my dad is going to be pissed about all those tithes he paid for no answer at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, thanks, Casey. Thanks for reading that, Mary. That's right. It's only $5 a month. You get to talk to God. You get to come to our party. You get to be part of our Discord community. It's a family. We're having a lot of fun. So join today at patreon.com/thegodpod. Tremendous value, damn it.
You know, like those workplaces where they tell you we're a family.
No, yeah, that you know what? Yeah. Let's workshop that. That's a bad line.
Yeah, it's not
we're good. Not a family. It's $5. Mm-hmm. This is transactional.
We're
not sending you any I'm not taking you in.
For the winter. Okay.
I think you're just saying we love each other.
Growing up to the
sky. And it's
a
good community.
We're very nice. And it's
thank you, Moses.
Yeah,
come on, Moses.
It's a good community.
Thank you.
And yeah, we have fun.
There are so many 30 seconds worth of songs that I have put in this because I believe legally that's all I can.
I will tell you, we are a family. I was in a choir group. Long story. I'll keep it short. Choir group, and that was one of the main songs that we sang, and it was beautiful.
Moses, you were a theater kid?
I was a theater kid.
Wow.
Big time. Big
back
time theater
back
kid.
Back in Egypt.
Yeah, when you had the open stages and everything. And
yeah, for the Pharaoh.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And if you didn't make them laugh or you weren't good, yeah, you might die. But yeah, I was definitely a theater kid.
Wow. I did some theater too as a kid, actually. You know, shocking. I was cast as...
This makes sense for you, Jesus.
I was cast as the dog in Lewis and Clark. And the dog has a solo at one point.
Wait, what? This wasn't in the Bible?
Yeah, well, they left it out. I
you
told
were a
them about
dog?
This. Yeah, I told them about this.
You were a play in Bethlehem?
Yeah. I told them about this, the disciples, and they were like, we're not even writing about this. This is so stupid. And this is why I want a dog.
Only on the God Pod, folks. Well, they didn't have theater when I was a kid because I was never a kid.
Right.
It just always was like this.
I may have peeked into a community theater production here and there, disguising myself as one of those normal human beings. I'd go down to Earth and I'd be like, hey, I'm at an audition. I would do that just for old time's sake. I auditioned for Grease as a younger man, and I wanted Kinnicky.
Movie you hate.
And they gave me Eugene.
To be fair, given the age of the actors in Grease, you probably were just right for the cast.
That's part of its charm, right? Old people pretending to be teenagers. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bang, shabbity, bap-a-dap.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Thanks for the reviews, everybody. It's time for What the Hell? And this week on What the Hell? I saw this on Twitter. It's from an account called Mr. Too Damn Chris. Okay. But it's a screenshot of a real Facebook group call, and there's a picture of an angry bald eagle and it's staring at you. And it's got like emojis of strong arms to the left and right of it. And here's the title: Ivermectin Soldiers for Trump and Christ.
What? Onward.
What the hell?
Ivermectin soldiers for Trump and Christ. Yeah, how did
So I get it. This is based off of the hymn Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going as before. That those are the lyrics. So onward Ivermectin soldiers.
Onward
like
Ivermectin soldiers. Eating anti-worming medication. Okay.
Shitting yourselves as you walk towards your doom.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. I like also how they put Trump before Christ.
Yes, because that's most important.
In the ordering of this sentence. It's not Ivermectin soldiers for Christ and Trump. They would probably say, well, you saved the best for last, God.
You know.
But anyway, this just blew my mind. What the hell, humans? What the hell, Facebook? Shut that down. It's time for Ask God. We have a lot of questions to get to. James asks, does anyone else think that worshiping a torture device is kind of weird?
Whoa, what is, what?
Is he referring to the cross?
Talking about the crucifix, yes.
Oh, that's a great point.
Are people worshiping the cross, or are they worshiping the guy that was nailed on the cross?
All of it. Oh, well, you know, people like to buy crosses and put them in their
full package.
Study.
It's the full package.
Yeah. I guess what they're really worshiping, if I have to play Satan's advocate, is they're worshiping that moment, me dying for your sins. And you're right, though. It was a torture device.
I like how you talk about it, Jesus. Me dying for your sins.
That's what they think of when they see me on the cross. You know, and it was all for nothing.
Moment.
Nothing.
It's pretty weird, James. We agree. I think that if they should worship anything, it's Jesus's rock hard abs.
Please be proud. I work hard for these.
But yeah, good point. Good point. Savage Chris says, do you think they're going to legalize weed?
Sounds like you need to move, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting legalized everywhere. Except for
the places that hate their citizens. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Though, I mean, everywhere hates their citizens. It's fine. It's whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's some places that haven't gotten to it yet, but they will because there's money to be made and it'll be everywhere. Arazu7 says, God, how in the fuck did you become so fucking cool? Wow.
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 Did I, though? That's my response.
Yeah. How do you answer that? I mean, come on.
I was expecting a bit of an egotistical answer there. Good for you.
Not today.
Casey the AC guy says, yeah, I got a question. What's your least favorite state and why is it Florida?
Ah.
Hmm.
A lot of you dump on Florida. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
You don't
like
Florida?
Why not?
No. Florida keeps shit spicy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Gives us
keeps
a chuckle.
Shit interesting.
That was a pain sound.
We've got two whole Dakotas. Nobody says shit about the Dakotas. Nobody says shit about them. Nobody says shit about Kansas.
Okay. I mean, if you say by interesting, Florida keeps it interesting by just letting, you know, COVID kill people. That's interesting. But it's a
well, you're blaming the whole state for what a governor did.
Absolutely.
Well, they voted for him.
Yeah, they voted for him. The ones who didn't vote, get out now. Go to the Dakotas.
I mean, I would say Texas is pretty bad.
Agreed. Yes, agreed.
Alabama, not very good.
Alabama.
Which state consists of the most hateful types of people, though? That would be my least favorite state. Is it like Mississippi?
The state of hatred.
Oh, definitely Idaho.
Idaho? Yeah?
Yeah, I just made that up. I'm sure it's fine there.
I've never been to Idaho. It does. I don't know what I would do there. So maybe...
State of denial. That's right. You didn't specify what kind of state.
State of denial.
Take it easy on Florida, okay? People live there.
They've got some cool people there. Plus Disney World.
But now I can't go to Disney World. I can't go.
Why?
Wait, are you kidding?
No, why?
It's a pandemic.
Yeah, but not at Disney World.
No, it's
that's
definitely
the happiest
a Disney
place
World.
On Earth.
Right. Yeah, once you walk through the gates of Disney World, no coronavirus.
I think they have to wear masks. Don't you have to wear masks?
You have to wear masks everywhere you go.
It's outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in the park, but obviously Florida isn't mandating that. So
there are people that are going to slip through the cracks that aren't even being vaccinated, and they're going to walk in there.
Okay.
All right, here's another question.
Nothing's going to stop me from visiting Star Wars land, Moses.
That's fair.
Frank Einstein says, God, have you ever considered letting humans multiverse travel? Obviously not Americans, but other humans.
Oh, come on, this American hatred. There are bad people from all over the planet. Now, have I considered letting humans from this iteration of Earth go to other Earths and other? No. No. Fuck no. Are you insane? Next question.
Smoke Up Johnny says, God, I've heard it's important to talk to my pot plants. So did you make them sentient beings? Do they like to be read to? And if so, what genre do they prefer?
Wow.
That's a lot
true?
To unpack there.
It's important to talk to your pot plants? Is that true?
I would think so. You know, you talk to plants in general. That really does help. So I imagine, of all things, pot plants, you want them to be happy.
Uh-huh. Well, that's putting forth a lot of effort. Yeah, maybe just like put on YouTube or something. Let it run. Like,
wow. Now we understand how Jesus is the way he is. You are a present absentee father. And that...
Just put on the YouTube.
Put on the YouTube. You know, they got like 40-minute commercials for me knows what. But what are you going to do? Sit there and read to your plants all day? Come on. Maybe, you know what, okay, maybe you can spring for Disney Plus or something, and your plants...
When Jesus was a baby, would...
Your plants can listen to, like, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, I don't know.
Did you have a little book, and you were like, I'm not going to read to him, he didn't even understand the words.
I did. Moses, I wasn't even there. I outsourced it. Chubb says, Dear God, the other day, the tire fell off my car. Please tell Jesus he took the wrong wheel, and I'll need his insurance details, thanks. Sure it did. Jesus, take the wheel. Stop taking the wheels, Jesus. Boris George. Okay, Boris 11 had to change his name to Boris George because apparently Boris 11 is trademarked. Boris George now says, Mary Mags, who do you look up to? Who's the baddest bitch of them all?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, man. That's difficult. There's just so many really bad bitches to aspire to.
Yeah.
The baddest bitch of them all today. Had a really good conversation with Aretha Franklin.
Right.
She's pretty dope. Yeah. So, yeah.
There you go.
Heaven, like, she's making heaven more interesting. So I would absolutely put her up there. Toni Morrison, also a bad bitch. She's up here too.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And
yeah, find out what that means to me.
Yeah. And Toni Morrison reference.
Mm-hmm.
Caged bird sing.
Ooh.
Something like that. No, wrong.
That was, yeah.
All right. I'm barely literate.
That was Maya Angelou.
Okay, well, also, pretty bad. Pretty bad. Yeah. I get my poets mixed up, Mary. So we're going to go with Aretha Franklin on that one, Boris.
Yeah. Loved Aretha. She's amazing, wonderful. Just you know, like your favorite person. Mm. So she's awesome. And a musical genius, too.
Hell yeah. Uncle Monkey asks, hey, God, I was listening to the old patron-only episodes from the beginning this evening, and I wanted to ask, why did the Holy Spirit change from being a bird that sounded like MC Chris to its current voice? And of course,
who's MC Chris? Who's MC Chris?
I'm assuming that's a rapper. It's got MC in it.
Ah, okay.
It's a rapper.
It could be Mitochondria, Chris. You don't know.
Yeah, but it was a high-pitched sort of, voice. And then, I don't know. The Holy Spirit changes over time, gang. What can I tell you? The Holy Spirit will probably change again the next time you hear it. So we'll see what that entails. It's time for Deep Questions with God. So this week...
Deep Questions with God, yeah.
This week, we've been doing a lot on my Twitter account of these predictive text games because it's fun. Here's one we did where I said, type, here hangs Jesus, he was, and let predictive text finish the epitaph. Let's see what the humans came back with because Twitter is not down. Here hangs Jesus. He was so sweet to you and me, a little bit of love. You love you and me a lot. Here hangs Jesus. He was okay, but he didn't even think he had any real good time today.
That sounds like him. He's never sure he just had a really good time, you know, even when he's having a good time.
Right,
so.
This is perfect that he's gone right now. Here hangs Jesus. He was called up to the church and he took it off his ass, so he didn't even know he got the message from his parents. Okay.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah. You know, the computers, they're pretty random with what they come up with. But I guess this, the predictive text is based off of the things that people are saying pretty commonly. I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. So good job, humans. Jesus, I don't know where you are right now, but it's so like you to not be there when someone needs you. The next one we had was type Jesus walked on and let predictive text finish the miracle. Jesus walked on the road to the galaxy Golga Frenchians, and he was a kid who was in the same thing as the first time I talked. Okay, this
I just typed in Jesus walked on, and it's saying my phone, call me.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Jesus walked on the street with his fancy dress on. Nice.
I mean, right. That's kind of his thing, yeah.
That's kind of his thing. Luna says, Jesus walked on my phone with the guy who said it wasn't going to happen. Wow.
Oh.
Jesus, you did that?
I'm back. Sorry, I had some prayers I had to address. I stepped on somebody's phone.
Yeah. We're doing predictive text games, and they were all focused on you this week. Jesus walked on my phone with the guy who said it wasn't going to happen. Jesus walked on the moon.
I've done that.
Wow. Great job, humans. It's dumb, but it's fun. Here's a more logical question. What would the three wise men bring Jesus if he was born today?
Ooh, fun.
Let's see what people have here.
Somebody said Joel Osteen's Ferrari. Why? Why would I want that? Mm-hmm. I guess if it was stolen from him, that's cool. But otherwise, eh.
Bling, blunts, and Bentleys.
Ooh.
See, that's a solid answer. Former guest Dan Slott says... Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and myrrh. Because you got to have myrrh. You got to have myrrh in there.
Myrrh.
Those have been God's questions of the week.
I like it's this one. Weed, yeah. Voter registration card, and an AK-47.
Wow.
I'd throw that gun away immediately, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Time for some me damn news, I guess.
Rudy Giuliani admits under oath he obtained some of his evidence of alleged election fraud from Facebook.
Hmm.
What is he doing now that Facebook's down? Where is he gathering his information?
This was before that happened. But yeah, this sounds like a good excuse, you know? Like he's trying to get out of what he did. Like, it wasn't me, it was Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Don't blame me for what I read in my Facebook feed.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Moses?
I just can't believe Rudy Giuliani is not in prison, is still out and about. I can't get over it because he's done so many things. I'm a bit livid. Because,
I agree.
I got friends and family in New York.
All of these fuckers.
Yeah, it just really gets down to just angers me so much. You know, he's over there still talking. He's done so many wrongs. Just hurry up and get him in prison. That's all I got to say. It's pretty upsetting. I'm sorry. Did I swear? Did I say fuck? I didn't mean to.
Well, you did just then.
Oh,
God likes when we swear.
Fuck.
Yeah. You're my fuck soldiers for Trump and Christ. 15% of Americans think satanic pedophiles run the government.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that basically, isn't that QAnon?
Yeah.
Theories?
It's always the same. Yeah. I mean, it's always the same group. There's your idiots right there. QAnon.
Here's another story. Trump to evangelical host. Nobody's done more for Christianity than I have.
Yeah.
Classic Trump talking point. Nobody's done more for blank than I have.
Yeah, like what did he mean to destroy it? No one's done more to destroy Christianity?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something specifically he did for the church. He tried to open them by Easter, but that failed.
He's still out there. He doesn't have a Twitter account, but he's still saying crazy stuff. When? Yeah. When is he going to go away?
Never.
I don't know. I guess why am I asking? It's in my hands. What am I doing? Why am I still letting this guy walk around? I really got to get on that.
Governor with worst in nation COVID rate calls for more fasting and prayer. So this is the governor of Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Ooh, the only, not really a 10, I see, but okay.
I don't think that's been working, the whole fasting and prayer thing.
No, how much longer can it go on for before?
Maybe they should try eating and science.
Yeah, exactly.
What does fasting have to do with it, though? That's so weird.
I don't understand that myself. I mean, I skipped day before yesterday. I skipped a sandwich.
I think it makes a certain sort of cruel sense from their viewpoint. Think about this, they think that it's just if you're in good shape, you're not in danger from COVID. So what they're trying to say is basically lose weight and pray. They're literally the worst.
Speaking of worst, the Supreme Court, they will likely kill Roe v. Wade and gun restriction laws this term.
No.
The new season is upon us.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, the Supreme Court is stacked on the right. Mm-hmm.
It's very much stacked on the right. We also have the issues with the Democrats choosing not to appoint more federal court judges. So. Right. Whatever could have been staved off isn't going to be. And your Democratic leadership keeps telling you that this is going to be, we're going to out-organize them.
What do you mean when you say the Democrats aren't picking federal court judges? They're not doing it fast enough?
Well, okay, so we work in kind of a federalist system. Think about it like a pyramid. And so there are lower courts, and then there's the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. So. Cases leave state courts, cases leave the lower courts and go all the way up to the higher court if people keep appealing them. And that's how cases get picked to be heard by the Supreme Court. So if you have more federal judges that are put in place that are more centrist or Democratic leaning, in their decision making, not in their policies, because judges are supposed to be completely impartial. But if you have them in place, then you have less of those Roe v. Wade type cases making it out of the lower courts and up higher, because they'll just keep getting knocked down each time, which is why control of the courts is very important, almost slightly important, more importanter than control mm-hmm. of the Congress.
Man, if they kill Roe v. Wade, holy shit. People are going to lose their fucking minds. As well they should.
For sure.
And I as far as the gun restriction laws, my only reaction to that is America had gun restriction laws?
Yep. And guess what? It was when black people started getting guns.
Yeah. And they're going to get rid of those now. Whatever there is, I guess they're going to get rid of those too.
Yeah. Remember, I don't know if you guys have seen the imagery of the Panthers, the Black Panthers going up the steps of Congress fully armed. That was a fun one. And
so that's how you get gun control then.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
You just need, politically minded black people who are armed.
Yeah. and walking politely.
Exactly. Outside. Completely yeah. Legally. It's a whole thing. I have many thoughts. Yeah. I don't think black people should become the scapegoat that, get gun laws passed. But it's just further proof that America is very scared of black folks. Because it's like, well, if I had done all the stuff I did to you, I would want revenge. And so I think that's it.
Yeah.
This is railroaded, but it's fine.
No, I hear that. So that's fucking annoying, and I hope that doesn't happen. And let's move on to a bunch of these preacher idiots that I can swat real quick, Jesus.
Yeah, you gotta clear up some fake news. Evangelist Robin Bullock says, God wants Donald Trump to listen to prophets like me.
No, I don't. Shut up.
Preacher John Piper, God wants you to stop role-playing in the bedroom.
Bullshit, I love role-play. I talk about it all the time.
If you're not role-playing, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're soaking. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around for thousands of years. You think I don't have a few kinks? Come on.
Preacher, God will destroy America's enemies, including atheists and wokists.
No, I won't.
What the fuck is a wokist? Is it a wookiest? What is
yeah,
a
that's the first time I've heard that.
Wokist. That's a new one on me. Yeah, wokist. The only thing I'm going to destroy is this sandwich after the show.
He's going to destroy the bathroom after the sandwich. After the show.
I'm going to destroy a sandwich, then I'm going to destroy the bathroom. Yes. What kind of sandwich, Jesus? Okay, yeah. A kielbasa, egg, and cheese roll on a foot long, if you must know.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, kielbasa.
Kielbasa, egg, and cheese?
Yeah.
Bro, yeah, what is your stomach? What?
I don't know. God has dreams.
I mean, I get you got a therapist and everything, but maybe.
I said I was going to destroy
you
this
need
bathroom.
A checkup. That's what you
said.
Need.
Yeah.
You need an echocardiogram.
God's cholesterol. Yeah, God's cholesterol is.
Kielbasa, egg, and cheese? That's a choice. That is
the
a
breakfast
choice.
Breakfast sandwich.
No.
That's
no.
Choosing violence.
That is a decision. Okay, mm-hmm. It's more grandiose than a choice.
All right, I won't get that. What should I get instead, Mary?
Have you heard
a salad?
Of
it?
That's what I'm saying. Have you heard of like leaves? Like,
all right,
do they got Mary, those over there?
Lettuce,
yeah,
spinach.
Not even some sacrificial lamb on it. Whatever.
There is a Jamba Juice. I know you don't go some to that salmon. Corner of heaven, but like there is juice. Try it. You'll like it. You never.
You're
know.
Gonna like it, God. Yeah. Oh,
it's
he's
Jamba
drinking
juice.
It.
Actually healthy. Isn't it just all loaded with sugar?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is.
You know.
Yes.
But it's better than a kielbasa, egg, and cheese.
All right. I'm going to get a beet salad, okay?
Beet
I'm
going to
harness the power of beets.
Okay.
Kielbasa, egg, and cheese.
All right.
Hey, it's egg whites.
Thank goodness for you, Mary.
I'm never letting
looking
this
out for me.
Are you at least having it on a bagel?
No. No, it's not an option.
What's on it? What is it on? A roll?
A long roll. A long, well, round
like a hoagie
or
type joint?
Foot long. Yeah.
Okay.
It's from Subway up here in
oh
heaven.
My God. Mm. Ew.
He's eating fresh. All right. Next item here. Washington judge permanently blocks church from harassing patients at Planned Parenthood. Hey,
yes.
Nice.
There's a judge doing their job. We got one. We got a yard. Bad News Bears got something. That should become a precedent. So on the one hand, you know, Roe v. Wade is going away. On the other hand, this one particular group can't harass patients anymore at one location in Wisconsin.
Out of, about Washington. Tens of thousands.
That's what I'm saying. We got a yard.
Right.
Celebrate.
Speaking of leaving, this was big news. Pat Robertson of the 700 Club announced he was retiring this past weekend.
He's retiring before God retires him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I should have done that. That's another one I should have done a long time ago. But don't ask me why. These evil fuckers live forever. I'm really going to have to talk to Death and Fate about that, because there's something broken in how this whole system goes.
He's got a lot of money, so he's got really good doctors who are helping keep him alive. Mm-hmm. 91 years old. And, yeah, he's done now.
Yeah, so that's good, right? Because he's an extremist prick. So less of him on the air has to be a good thing, right?
Definitely. I'm seeing he will appear on a monthly interactive episode of the 700 Club still. So he's not completely disappearing, but...
700 Club, now featuring the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, interactive. What is this? Is this like with AR or virtual reality type thing?
Maybe he'll just enter the chat room and type some messages in there.
All right. Well, I saw the Friendly Atheist report on this, and they said Pat Robertson's retirement is somehow a loss for atheism.
Do you remember that brief moment where he went, quote-unquote, woke? And
I wanted to mention that.
That's right.
What was that about? Was it about COVID?
Oh, no, it was about police violence.
Right.
And he said that he understands the plight of Black people. And it was after the George Floyd murder, and he said he gets it.
Even he was like,
it was short lived, but not, like, you know.
But I think he has, you know, a Black audience also that he tries to keep happy. Perhaps, I don't know.
I don't know what that was. It was interesting. I was like, oh, okay, maybe God is.
I think But he's gone now. Thank goodness. And he's going to be replaced by his milquetoast son. And I think that's a good thing. But some people think that's a bad thing because he's been like the worst thing for religion. You know, he's created so many atheists.
I'm sure the kid will help. Don't you worry.
He's got a lot to live up to, Mary.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of crazy things.
A part of me feels that he's going to surprise you guys.
You're right. All these clones, whether it be Jerry Falwell Jr. or Franklin Graham Jr. or soon to be Pat Robertson Jr., whatever the fuck his name is, I don't care. They all make a name for themselves, right? Sooner or later, because that's the sauce. That's how the sausage gets made. That's how you get the kielbasa of evil. You got to just say outrageous shit, evil things. And then everyone's like, did you hear what Pat Robertson's son said? You know who I hate? The Ducey family. There's Steve Ducey and his son.
Oh, yes.
Is it Ducey or is it Ducey?
It's Ducey.
Oh, it's Ducey.
Goodbye, Pat. May you never come back. Let's discuss the possible titles for this episode. Should I pitch you all on these?
Yeah.
All right. You tell me what you think. Number one, Ivermectin Soldiers for Trump and Christ.
All right.
Number two, nobody's done more to destroy Christianity than Donald Trump and Pat Robertson.
I like it. But I like it.
Yeah. Number three, less fasting and prayer, more eating and science.
Mary, why'd you say Mary? Say that again.
Oh, no. Mary is fading out. No, the interwebs have got Satan. No, Mary.
She's on Facebook. This is a real-time look at Facebook right. servers.
And AT&T. Oh, boy.
Wow. Satan never gives us a day off.
Well, anyway, I like this one.
I hope that she can come back. But yeah, next one. You liked, more eating and science?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. Number four, God destroys sandwich.
And the toilet.
And the toilet.
Yeah. I like this one. It's intriguing.
Yeah, it is. I agree. This one makes you want to go, I wonder what that's about. You kind of know what it's about, but then it's like, destroys a sandwich. What?
Right.
And you listen.
It's just fun because you never hear God destroying a lot of things.
But not
a sandwich? What?
Oh, was he angry?
The sandwich, dude.
Yeah, angry at this sandwich?
It just means I ate it really quickly.
And in the art, you're holding a Subway footlong, and it's my eyes are sponsored by Subway.
No, never. Subway is satanic. Their bread is not even categorized as bread legally.
While sitting on the toilet.
Remember that scandal? When somebody finally measured a Subway footlong and it wasn't a foot long? That was great.
That's like when news was slow and people were like, let's do this. Now it's like, you know.
Yeah, when news is slow, people are like, let's find something else wrong with Subway sandwiches. And also, let's turn everything into cake. There'll be a lot of cake pictures coming out tomorrow. All right. Number 5, God wants televangelists to shut up.
Me.
Already. Meh. No, really? Oh, I thought that was a good one.
I mean, it's like, of course, yeah, but it, nothing makes you, yeah, I don't know. I want to know why you're destroying the sandwich.
Yeah. Right.
Number 6, the baddest bitch of them all.
That's up there because it's curiosity. I'm like,
I think we're between 3 and 4 here, right? Yeah. God destroys sandwich, or less fasting and prayer, more eating and science.
But Moses has a good point, like too. It's we don't know what you mean by number 6, so you want to press play. It's intriguing.
Yeah, the Who baddest bitch of them all. It's like, do they have a guest, a special guest? What are they talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, which one did you just don't think? Just
4.
Don't think. 4.
Definitely 4.
God destroys sandwich.
yeah. It's funny.
How about, is it funnier to say God destroys sandwich or God destroys toilet?
I do sandwich.
Yeah, because toilet's too like, okay, we know he went in there and took a big shit. We get it. But this is
if
like,
people are eating breakfast, I don't know if they want to hit play on that one.
Yeah.
But sandwich, you don't understand what that means. You're like,
exactly.
Yeah. You don't understand what it means to destroy a sandwich?
Well, a lot of people are going to be curious because you're
it
God.
It means that you ate it really fast. Right.
Of course. But when you destroy stuff, people are thinking God destroyed something. It's not like, oh, God sat down and what did he do? So it's curiosity.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm partial to more eating and science, but, you know, I care about the world, I guess.
Use that one another time.
I'll use it this time, damn it. All right, God destroy the sandwich. That's good. There's a lot of good contenders here today. I felt good about a lot of these. Yeah. All right, God destroy the sandwich. I can see that. That's pretty funny. It's time for Blessed Smite and Second Coming. I would like to go first. First, I would like to smite Satan for destroying the internet today and to the point where Mary couldn't even finish the show.
Shots fired.
She got taken down by Satan. Not cool, Satan. Listen, I understand you're not here and, you know, you got to run your tricks. But just take it easy on us. Okay? You prick. All right, things I want to bless. More televangelists retiring. Oh, no, that's Second Coming. Oh, yeah, that by Second Coming, more televangelists retiring. And things I want to bless. Well, all these questions and reviews we got. Thanks, everybody. That's so nice when you do that for us. It gives us so many more fun things to talk about than just the me damn news, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I want to bless the reviewer whose mom noticed she's listening to the God Pod and thought like her daughter's son is now studying like Christianity or whatever.
That was awesome.
Great. Yeah, that makes me happy. That's the impact the show has.
When you share your stories about the God Pod, like, you know, with us in your reviews.
Right.
About what's going on.
Yeah. Tell us you listen to. That could be
Reverend Bones told us at the party that he, at the first party, that he was playing it in the hospital. And the nurses were like, what the hell are you listening to?
Yeah.
I love that.
I want to give a Second Coming to more sandwich talk. I freaking love a good sandwich. I love a turkey club. Sign me up.
Do you love a good kielbasa?
No, I don't. I'm not even sure.
Then I was going to say, because then I've got a sandwich for you.
No, you already destroyed it. I couldn't. I don't want to take that away from you, even if you do still have it.
I haven't gotten it yet. Now I'm supposed to get a salad.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mary told me.
Right. Well, Mary's not here now. And I say, get that kielbasa egg and cheese sandwich.
Sure, Jesus. You just want to, you know, take over when I'm gone.
And I'll smite. I'm just going to piggyback on you here. I agree. I smite Satan for this Facebook and Mary takedown. That was sick.
She's so fun. We love you, Mary.
All of her singing. It's beautiful.
Her voice is so soothing.
It really is. It really is.
It's like the opposite of me.
I want to bless Casey the AC guy because props to putting in that $5 and appreciating what he's getting and just being, it was a nice thing, a nice note that he sent. So yeah. Bless you, Casey the AC guy. Very kind of you to be a part of the of the Patreon. And I want to smite, this Pat Robertson. I mean, he's retiring, yeah, but I just, I know it's an easy one, but every time I hear his name, I want to smite him. I don't care what he's doing.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, you bastard.
Exactly, exactly. And I know we already have this, so I can't say second coming, but I just want to just say, you know, it's kind of a fairly new segment, but the possible titles for this episode, I love this. I love because it's kind of just, yeah, it wraps up the whole episode. We can kind of like almost like the best of what we just talked about.
Yeah, you know what I came up with? You know what I like? What I want to do, make a regular thing, is like having the title be something that was said during the episode.
Oh.
So that when people listen to it, I'm like, you know, when they hear the title, they're like, there's the title.
Yes.
I like it.
Which is why the last episode was just titled Pure Awesomeness.
Right.
Because that was the title of a review that we read. And I thought, you know what? That's a good phrase. That's just, I like that phrase. Yeah.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. You know, it's just like wrapping it up and people will be like, oh, there it is. There's the title. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah. Because if you ever watch in a movie and then they're like, oh, they just said it.
I always do. I am that guy that sits in the theater and I'll nudge my wife and go, hey, that's the name of the movie.
And that is why we must save Private Ryan. they even did it on Family Guy.
Did they ever?
The title. They said the title. Yeah.
Did they ever say Star Wars in the movies? The Star Wars? that's a legitimate question because I want to know.
And that is why we must work very hard in this, the episode one.
Well, Luke, looks like the Empire is striking back.
Yes, there you go.
Well, the new James Bond movie comes out this week, and it's called No Time to Die. So I hope James Bond goes, there's no time to die.
Yes, ooh, absolutely.
Make it in that movie, Jesus?
What?
No time to die.
No, but that's what I should have set up on the cross.
I love James Bond.
No time to die.
Me too.
And Daniel Craig is phenomenal. He's phenomenal.
Agreed.
I think it would be cool if we sent you back in time at some point, Jesus, and to the cross and like cut you down and gave you like, you know, some James Bond weapons.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
No time to die. And you just went on a killing spree and just took out Pontius Pilate and Judas.
Let's send him back in time. Let's just send him back so he can be in every film that doesn't say the title, just so they can cut to him saying the title of the movie. I want to put Jesus in Star Wars. I want him to look at the camera and go, hey, the Return
now,
of the Jedi.
That's what I call a Star Wars. Hey.
Right.
That Jedi sure returned. good times. Thanks, everybody.
Did anybody ever say Jaws? There's Jaws.
Look at those jaws. Yeah, there has to be a look at the camera.
Look out for those jaws.
I guess we will be trading places.
I'll tell you why we didn't start this early in the episode, because we'd still be going like an hour later just on these.
Movie talk. We love it. All right. It's time for your new commandment of the week. Close out this episode. Thou shalt let predictive text run the government. It's random, but it would still do a better job than you, humans. The Lord has spoken.
Thank you. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.